Hi there. Bumping Uglies is a podcast that often contains strong language, explicit subject matter, and dark humor. Listen at your discretion. Thanks and enjoy the episode.
Hello. I keep saying because I want to say hi there. My name's Rachel. That's Ashley.
Hello. Hi there.
She's like a hype man. Whoa.
Did you say I'm like a hype man?
We hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I was like, that's Ashley, and you're like, whoa. I know that's not what happened, but that's what it sounded like to me. I know you said, like, hello, but... We hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I had a pretty good Thanksgiving. We did not get to record while I was home in West Virginia, but here we are now doing it. It's just a little late, which, you know, shit happens. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Lord.
Ashley makes, like, pretty much all of Thanksgiving dinner for her fam.
Yeah.
I know what, I am a good cook, but my grandparents do the cooking, and they don't really let other people cook, so.
Probably, like, a mix between stuffing and sweet potatoes. Although, I really like ham, too.
Okay.
I'm more of a ham person than a turkey person.
Those are solid answers. I don't like ham or turkey, and just to satisfy everyone, I did try some ham this year because I've had turkey more recently and I still don't like it. I just had some to try because every time I tell my family that I don't like ham or turkey, they're like, "How can you not like it? They're two different meats that I dislike them for different reasons." But just so everyone knows, I still don't like it, and I think I ruined Andy's ham adventures because. At the end of the meal, I told him that one of the reasons that I don't like ham is because I think that the texture and consistency of ham in your mouth is probably very similar to human flesh. And he didn't like that. So,
I disagree.
And just, like, I don't just, like, randomly think about that. You do?
I disagree.
You do agree?
No, I disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah, I don't think that tastes like flesh.
With the ham thing?
Yeah.
No, not taste, the texture.
I don't think the texture is like skin either.
Not skin, like the inside part, the meaty part. Anyway, I wasn't just randomly saying this. In case you are not into weird shit, people are sometimes really grossly referred to as long pig when people talk about cannibalism. Where the other white meat.
I've heard that.
So, just in case, this little fun fact for you guys. Andy's making a mean face. He just showed up from the shower. He's still mad about it. So, having said that, my favorite Thanksgiving food is either going to be deviled eggs or just straight up like corn. I fucking love corn.
Andy.
Not that we don't have it other times. Oh, no. If I have offended anyone, I'm not really sorry, because I have to share some of what happens in my head at some point, or it'll just explode. So, actually, you know, we've talked about her current, like, dating escapades and, like, situation a lot this year. Yeah. And she is currently... not really dating a person, but she was talking about this guy recently, and like she wanted to reach out and she was like afraid, and she just got me thinking, like, how do you take that first step when you're afraid to do something, dating or otherwise, but specifically, like, meeting new people can be hard, especially if you're shy or introverted. So, like, how do you get yourself to take that leap? Because it's a lot of times it's a really simple thing that you're trying to get yourself to do. Like, it's not like I'm asking somebody to marry me. I'm like, it's just like saying hi or like sending that first message. Yeah. So, like, what I want to kind of talk about what other, like, what we do, what other people do to convince yourself just to, like, take a deep breath and do it.
Yeah, most of the time I don't.
Yeah, and including this time, because she had someone else assist her at my suggestion. She said, I really want to do this. And I said, just have someone else click the button for you. Yeah. And
that's what happened. I still have not reached out to him, though. Like, it was just a friend request. That, yes, my coworker pushed the button.
Did you say no balls?
Well, you're correct. I don't have balls.
Yeah. Did he accept it? Andy said that, not me.
As of right now, I don't think so. I also thought to myself, what if he's one of those people that really doesn't do social media and, like, he never gets on there? So it'll just be, like,
yeah,
years.
Like, he just has a Facebook, but, yeah, like, he, like, only had it for, like, his mom was like, you need it on Facebook, so he did, or he made it when he was, like, 20 and then never looked at it ever again.
That would be my luck.
I mean, you can tell. That would be my luck. Like, if you click on someone's profile, though, like, on their name, you can tell if they use it or not. Did you snoop?
Well, I mean, I can't see a whole lot because I think it's private.
Oh.
So, like, the only thing I seen was when people told him happy birthday. That was about it. And that was not even recently.
Oh, no.
So.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Weirdo. I'm not calling you a weirdo. I'm talking to the dog.
I thought you were talking weirdo. To Andy.
I mean, he is a weirdo, but I also wasn't talking to him this time. He's making me a drink, so I have to be nice. I was going to be nice anyway, but I have to be nice. What? He just did me a little like, maybe you're nice sometimes. I told Andy that we should start a husband-wife podcast about, like, navigating marriage. But I don't know if that's a lot more time that he has to put up with me then. Wow. We do things separately sometimes.
It's wintertime. Like, y'all are there.
We barely do things separately.
It's wintertime. Y'all are there.
We do almost everything together, to be honest. I mean, we're here for the long haul. Annie works from home, so he's stuck. Anyway, so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about is, like, past experiences with taking the first leap and, like, how you convince yourself to do difficult things in life. Because, like, for me personally, I have a lot of, like, nervousness that surrounds, like, calling people, but I'm not ever nervous about, like, texting someone, and I often don't feel like it's that big of a deal to, I don't know, like, talk to a random person or somebody from my past. Like, the worst thing that could happen is they just don't talk to you, right? So for me, that's not really a big issue. Like, a lot of times if I'm nervous, I can just be like, just, like, take a deep breath, and once you type it out or once you hit the button, it's over. Like, you can't, if I hit the call button, it's already happening. I'm not going to hang up because then they're going to know that I called and hung up, which is even weirder.
I don't generally call people, but it takes a lot for me to, you know, because the big thing now is, like, FaceTiming, and I'm like, oh, God. Like, I look like hot garbage 98% of the time.
Exactly. And Marissa and Paul were telling us that they did a lot of FaceTiming in the beginning of their relationship. And to be fair, they FaceTime they're FaceTiming people.
Yeah.
Friends, fam, like, that's what they prefer. I'm with you. Like, I'm not people ready all the time. Like, I'll FaceTime Andy anytime he's my husband.
Well, yeah.
Or, like, I'd FaceTime
if you already have an established relationship, that's different.
Yeah, but, like, if I just started talking to someone and they're like, would you call me? No, I wouldn't. Did you hear him?
I heard him. But I think it's worse if I know the person. Like, I don't have as big as a problem sending a message. It's, like, it's harder with this dude because, like, I know him.
Yeah. They don't have, like, history. Like, it's not like he's...
Oh, yeah, no. But... Well, no. My God, if he was an ex, that's...
Yeah. They exist in the same corner of the world, though.
Yes.
So, like, how... In, like, when you've talked to, like, guys in the past, how do you get yourself to, like, send that first picture or, like, send that first voice message where they can, like, know more about you or send that first... full body picture. Like, how do you convince yourself, how do you hype yourself up for it?
Well, one.
And I think it's different for guys.
One, I've put two full body pictures on my dating profile. So, you can look at those. I ain't sending you other ones because that's what it is. It ain't changed, you know.
I will say, we've talked about this before on here, but Ashley is, like, a curated person as far as, like, pictures that, like, she likes to have a set of, like, pictures that she will send to people or like will present to people and like where she knows like she feels like she looks good
decent,
like, you know what I mean, like it's a good presentation of who she is.
I feel like I look decent,
and I'm on the whole opposite end where if somebody's like send me a picture, like you could be in danger of what you could receive. Like if you ask me for a naked picture and I'm in the middle of painting, like it will be like just, like, tits out with paint everywhere. I'm not going to clean up and look better to show you my boobs.
Well, and honestly, this time around, I haven't really been doing that. I only did, and really, even with O'Kev there, I only sent him, like, teasing shots. Like, it was never full-on nudity.
Oh my god. I thought you said, holy shit. I thought you said teething. Like, like chewing on things.
Yes, he was into that.
Teasing is way more appropriate.
But wow. I just, I'm not sorry. Into, I'm not into that anymore, really. And that's most all these men want. And I'm just like, okay, bye. Like, go on.
Mm-hmm.
Not interested. And that's why I ended up putting on the profile. I was like, don't ask me for nudes. I'm not going to send them. So, go away. Like,
I feel like that's an expected thing on like, all ends these days. Like, for men and women.
Oh, yeah.
Or for every human. But I think it needs to be said that, like, you don't have to do that. If you are not comfortable with that, if you want to wait to be in a relationship to share nude pictures, if you, even in a relationship, don't feel comfortable sending nude pictures, that is okay. It's okay to say, I will not be doing this. And if it's not okay with the person you're talking to, fuck them.
Right. Like, I've been alone for how many years, so...
Andy just said, night-night. That's what my little cousin says sometimes when he does something bad.
But, you know, I just...
night-night.
I just, I don't play that game, and I don't want to play that game. You know, I'm 30, and that's not what I'm interested in. And just like I put on there, I'm like, if you can't hold a conversation, you might as well not talk to me, because...
That's what I'm looking for.
Even if I were wanting to hook up with someone, which I'm not saying that I'm not willing to, you're still going to have a conversation with me.
Right. But you're really looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Not just a hookup. And I feel like a lot of people in their late 20s to what end up are looking for a relationship. Not everybody. Some people enjoy being single, and that's cool. I just think it's important to state your business.
Right. Except for there's not been any. It all,
I was just like, I've looked.
It all leads to, you got Snap? Send me a nude. No. Or like, you want to see my, and I don't know why men do this, which this guy didn't send me his, but don't sit there and say, do you want to see my little cock if it's not actually little? Like, you're wanting to be fluffed up.
They say little, do you want to see my little cock?
I got one the other day. I didn't respond to him because I'm like, one, if it is little, no, I don't want to see it. And two, you're stupid if you're saying it's little and it's not. Like, let's be honest. You're just wanting me to be like, oh my god, that's so big. And I'm not doing that.
Who told you that was little? That would split me in half.
Right. That's what they're looking for. I'm just so dainty. That's
what they're looking for. Your couch is so big. That's exactly what they're looking for.
That's it. That's what they want. Listen. And I'm like, bye. Actually, I don't even say bye. I'm just like, no.
Yeah. You just need to be confident about what you have and not fish for, like, compliments.
It's like a that. Girl sitting there saying,
it's
like,
it's not, I don't like it.
Like, it would be like me sitting
I'm
there.
I'm so fat and expecting a guy to be like, oh my god, no, you're so skinny.
Yeah.
It only takes one guy to be like, yeah, you are fucking fat, and then her whole life is over. And it's exactly the same with a guy talking about how small his dick is, and some girl goes, yeah, it's definitely the smallest one I've ever seen. And it was really
self-esteem. But, you know, it's like if I sat there and say, like, oh, you don't want to see a picture of me, I'm too ugly, you know, and expecting to be like, no, you're not, you're beautiful, like, cool, like, I'm just not into that shit.
Yeah, I am a strong believer that, like, you need to find validation in yourself and, like, learn how to accept yourself and be happy with yourself. And if others compliment you, that's cool. It's great. It makes you feel good. But, like, don't reach out for the compliment. Like, just let it come into you. Or it's not even, like, validation. Like, it doesn't have to be a compliment, but.
Oh, yeah. Like, why are we doing this?
You know? Exactly. I did look up to see, like, some suggestions from women on how they, like, make that first move. Like, what's their trick? I think there's seven, maybe? We'll see. So the first one said, first of all, it says, I think it's easy to tell if a guy is potentially interested.
Yeah.
And if he's not, I don't pursue them. And if he is, I just invite him to do something. I say, let's hang out sometime and exchange numbers. My question, and maybe Andy can tell me, like, does that give a guy the, like, let's date vibe, or is that, like, a let's Netflix and chill vibe, or is that your, I want to be friends with you? Like, just saying, like, hey, let's exchange numbers and, like, maybe get together sometime, to me, is, like, platonic. Like, from a man or a woman, that just feels very, like, not datey to me. And maybe it's in the tone, like, in the way that you would say it. Like, I'm just reading text, so maybe it's in the tone of your voice that lets people know that you want to see them romantically. So the second one says, there's not a lot that can happen from asking someone that feels like it costs me a lot. So, like, if I just do, I just ask, and if they say no, then that's okay, and I move on. Just, like, brush it off, you know? And the third person says, it's better to do it quick. You just do it and realize that the worst that could happen, which is rejection, is not the end of the world. Like, it just, which is kind of what I told you. Like, worst case scenario, nothing happens. Which, nothing is already happening, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I would never. The problem is this is all good and well, and it's great that these ladies can do that. My fucked up brain, I get so anxious about it. And I understand that I just don't handle rejection well. And I understand that, you know, that's the worst that could happen. But for me, I'm an overthinker and I'm very anxious and anxiety ridden. And it just doesn't let me just be like, oh, it's whatever.
Yeah.
And in my brain, then it spirals.
So the fourth one says, don't get your hopes up. Go in fully understanding they might say no. If they do say no, don't beg or ask why. Just say okay. And I think that is really, really good advice.
Now, I will say I'm better now because, like, with Kevin, I didn't ask why. I basically said, you know, you could have done something different than ghosting. And I left it at that. That's all I said. And
yeah.
Right, like, you didn't have
to. You could have just said, this isn't working out for me. Like, I thought I was interested, and I'm guilty of that, too. Like, when somebody, and there's different scenarios where, like, ghosting is, the best thing, but I'm also guilty of, like, being uncomfortable or deciding that, like, somebody's not for me, and being afraid of their reaction when I tell them that I don't want to talk to them anymore. So I just don't say anything. And that's bad. Like, that is something that I need to work on as a human, because everybody's not going to react badly. But my past relationships have colored the way that I respond to stuff like that.
Because that's what I was going to say. I think it stems from, you know, because looking back, like, I never was, and I will say, like, my love language is touch, but I also had these relationships, and I put that in air quotes, because they were basically, I was their girlfriend without the title.
Using you.
Because it made them feel better to go and do whatever they wanted to do. Yeah. And I allowed that.
Like, they used you when they needed you, and then when they found something, like,
and I allowed that, so I'm just as guilty. I allowed it. And I will say, being alone,
I do think, though, yes, you allowed it, but I think up to a point, it wasn't clear, like, the intention wasn't clear. You know what I, like, I think up to a certain point, you and I thought that it would be something more, and then at some point, it wasn't.
Exactly. And I always hold on to the fact of, well, maybe they'll change. And, you know, I will say, like, I've been alone for 6 years. Like, I'm okay being by myself now. And so I'm less likely to put up with shit. Like, I know now what I'm not doing, because I'm okay being by myself.
You know what you want, and you know what you deserve, too.
Yeah. But I think that in my relationships, like, I like to be touched, and not just sexually, but, you know, like I said, my love language is very much touch. It's just a reassuring thing. And in any of my relationships, I didn't try to hold their hands unless they tried to hold mine, because I felt like they don't want that, you know, like.
Like, you didn't want to be, like, needy.
I can't express, like, to, yes, because I didn't want to be that girl that was, like you said, needy, or, and so, you know, I sometimes think I missed out on it, because then I felt like I probably came off a little cold, you know?
Yeah, and I think we all struggle with that. I am a human that does not like to be touched in general by anyone, except for, like, maybe, like, people really close to me. And my partner. And I'm not, when I say people really close to me, I don't mean, like, my family. I don't mean, this is going to be a weird thing to say. I don't mean, like, my parents. They don't fall into the category of, like, acceptable people. I mean people that, like, I have built a strong relationship with that I'm super comfortable with. Yeah. And that, like, that's not necessarily family. It's mainly, like, really, really, like, Ashley is a really great friend. I'm very comfortable with her. Marissa and Paul, I'm very comfortable with. Obviously, I'm comfortable with my husband. Like, those people, I'm fully, like, I like affection from those people. But that's it. Like, it's a really short list. Yeah, and I'm a touchy person with the people that I am comfortable with, because it takes so long for me to be comfortable that once I'm there, I'm like, well, they're mine forever now. So.
Well, then, I mean, you know, we've been there.
Ashley,
30 years of friendship, used to fondly say, right,
that we've been in a relationship for 30 years.
30 years.
And it's only 30 because I'm a year older than Ashley, and she wasn't around for the first year of my life.
So. That's right. And, yeah, no, I used to refer to us as heterosexual soulmates.
And I think that's a thing. I think there are people out there that just, like, match with you, and I think there's more than one. I truly, truly believe that. I will say, like, I got super lucky with Andy because, in case you couldn't tell from listening, I'm a super fucking weird person, and through all of my, like, quirks and like doubts of, like, feeling too needy and whatever, every day he's there, sometimes crudely reminding me that he is very attracted to me, and he does want all of the attention that I have to give to him, and that he wants to give me attention. And I think that finding a partner that does that for you is really great, but also very difficult to find.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told Nancy. I said, or, you know, my coworker, I said, why can't I just find a big bearded man who's also a weirdo and who will accept my weirdness and all of my freaking flaws? Because I know I'm hard to love, you know, and that's the hard thing too. And people are like, don't say that. And I'm like, but I know I am. I know.
I read, I have to remember what it's called. It's something like 100 stories that make women cry. Something like that. I read it like 2 years ago. And one of the...
I think I remember you telling me about it.
Yeah. And it's like short stories. It's not like a long book. But one of the things, like one of the stories was talking about, and I saved like pictures and stuff of the book, but like one of the things was talking about like women that are hard to love. Like they're strong and they have like really specific opinions and they have outbursts and like all of these things. And like, it's difficult to find somebody that loves that all of the time, because there's lots of people that love that some of the time. Right, they like a fun, loud person, or like impulsive person when you go out to a bar or a party. But when you continue to be that way in your everyday life, all of a sudden it's not okay. You're way too much. Like it was a nice read.
Well, or also not just being like a strong woman and opinionated woman, but also being someone who needs reassurance.
And you can be, you know? And like, we're both of those things. You absolutely can be both of those things. Back to my list. I think we're almost done with it. Number 5 is treat it as a gradual process and pay attention. And they're saying it's awkward to go from like cold and platonic to a big sudden move, like asking someone on a date or trying to kiss them. So they're saying like, put the work in. And I think a lot of relationships happen gradually like that, but these days with the way that the dating world is, like online dating, like you're meeting your person before, like they're your boyfriend before they're ever your friend. Like Paul and Marissa met online. Like they started dating and like they go very well together. And like, but we've all become friends in the aftermath of them deciding to date each other. So like, that's a little, unless you're going out and meeting people in bars, which people still do, or like whatever, if you're online dating, that's not how it works anymore.
Well, and even if you're going out and meeting people in bars, you're still not really becoming like friends.
Yeah, you're before. Going up to them probably because you're attracted to them.
Like, the way that you become friends with someone first is if, like, you work together.
Yeah, or, like...
And then it gradually...
Like, you meet through the friend, like, you...
Turns into...
You meet through a friend that you mutually have, and then you become friends because of that friend. That's, like, that's how I became friends with our friend Jeremy.
And then you did.
And that's how I became friends with Marissa through Andy. I haven't dated any of these people, but, like, that's how you get... That's how you make friends.
Right. So it's very rare nowadays to become friends before, become actual friends before.
I think so. It's not unheard of. That's not like, especially.
Oh no,
like,
I'm just saying it's rare. It's rare.
Yeah. Here where I live, I think it happens a lot more because the going out culture and the social culture is like bigger here than.
Well, and also they work together with, you know, they go out and see these people all the time because it's a small place.
Yeah.
And they're working there for the summer. You know, it's easier.
Exactly. Number 6 says, go ahead and get over with. Be direct. If I think about it too much, I'll get nervous. And I don't like being nervous. Cheers to this person. I don't either. This person says, I don't like chased or being chosen. So the only way it works for me is if I take the lead, which I think is very uncommon for women, but not a bad thing. Because even if you're not somebody that likes to take the lead, the waiting period of, like, does this person like me? Will they ask me out? Is nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It's difficult for me to, like, think about my own relationship because Andy and I were friends for a really, really long time before we got together in any way. like, we were really good friends. And then I sort of decided to move to Texas and was like, you should come with me. Like, we were dating, I guess, kind of, yeah. But I was just like, you should, I was super direct and was like, make a huge life change with me. And he just happened to be open to doing that. So we right. have, like, a pretty unusual situation. Although his parents decided to get married after 4 months of knowing each other. And his dad was a carny, so not unusual for his family, just unusual for the rest of the world.
But, you know, I think if you do find that person that you mesh so well with, I could see not waiting very long.
Yeah,
especially me, like, I'm 30. Who knows when I'm going to find that person? So why would I move slowly? I'm not saying we're going to date a week and then get engaged. I'm not saying that.
And then get married. Yeah. I believe in, like, I'm not, like, I'm very far from a hopeless romantic. Like, I'm almost the complete opposite of that. But I do believe that when you meet people that, like, you fit well with, that you just know immediately. Yeah. And that that also extends to friendship and not just romantic. There are people that you just click with super fast, and maybe you've known them for 6 months, but you feel like they're your best friend in the whole world. Like, it happens. Your whatever you want to say, your soul, your mind, whatever, knows that, like, this person compliments you and fits well with you.
Exactly. I mean, because when I dated Tracy, we had only dated for maybe 4 or 5 months before we moved in together. Now, obviously, that was not a forever thing, clearly, since I'm not still dating him, but you get what I'm saying.
But, like, it wasn't a bad relationship. Personalities did fit well together.
Yes.
There were just other extenuating issues. Exactly. But it wasn't surprising to me when you guys moved in together, and even though it was short, like, it didn't seem weird. It's not like you were like, well, we're buying a house together and we got married and we're going to have a kid. I mean, he already had kids, but, like, it was simply, like, circumstantial. We're both busy, but we like each other. It makes more sense if we live together.
Well, and also, like, I was spending, you know, $700 bucks for a townhouse that I was barely staying in.
Because anytime you were off, you were there at his house. Oh,
well, then it became when I wasn't off. I would leave work, go home, grab my dog, grab my clothes, and go stay the night at his house. And then I'd have to get up really early to make it back to work the next morning. So it was just kind of like, I basically live here. It was an hour and a half.
Exactly. Like, she's talking, like, it's a big drive. It's a reason to move yourself, for sure.
Yeah.
It's not like he lived down the street.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I would drive an hour and a half in the evening and an hour and a half in the morning to go to work.
And I would never do that for anyone. I did drive an hour each way for college, and I did get a degree, so I guess I would do it for that. But that's it.
Well, and it was rough. And he, in the beginning of our relationship, didn't have any days off. And so he worked every day, so he never came down to where I was.
Number 8, I really like. It says, I'd rather just go for it and know that I tried. A person who asks is a fool for 5 minutes, and a person who never asks is a fool for life. So, like, they feel better about themselves if they just put the effort in, even if it doesn't turn out the way that they think that, or the way that they hope that it would.
Hi, guys. This is Rachel. Sorry for the abrupt cutoff, but Ashley was having some pretty severe issues with her computer this time, so we will kind of try to pick up right where we left off at this one, and hopefully, she'll have that fixed in the next couple days. But thank you for listening. Have a great night. Bye.
We'd love to hear from you.
Send us your stories, comments, questions, or subjects you'd like to hear us talk about to bumpingucast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. Please spread the word. Subscribe, rate, and review to help us grow our podcast. Thanks for listening!